Okay, so if you would come into a meditative, receptive position, I like to ask people to turn their palms up on their lap and just let those energy centers open and close your eyes for a moment. Take a nice breath in. And again, inhale through the nose. Exhale. Good. How about one more? Inhale. Nice. And then just bring your awareness inside your skin, into the island of your body, the individual, uniquely beautiful you island that is sitting in your chair, in the room full of this sea of humanity, of family. And feel the love in the room and the connection that's been created here today. Feel the healings that have been received just by your willingness, your intention to be here in the chair, to be with your beautiful family, to be reminded of the love of God that you are, that you walk forward with every step that you take. And let the island of your body just dissolve in that consciousness of light and awareness and the love of God. And the love of Kryon that lives inside and lives outside, that walks among us, that breathes with us, that feels our joys and our sorrows, and honors the human that we have chosen to live as in this life.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And once again, my partner steps aside. We described it before, a process that honors the human being, a process which requires that the human being remain where he is and shares the experience so he will feel it and know it. But he removes himself from the three-dimensional portal of the pineal. For in the moments that this takes place, it is not a gland. It is a meta-dimensional, multi-dimensional, beyond-dimensional portal. And it allows that which is the creative source inside you to expand. It is channeling. It is available. Always has been. In this new energy, however, it is available for the new information, the new thought, and new processes which are coming your way. Before we begin the message, and anything that is going to be taught in any combination, I just want to take a moment. What is your perception of what's going on here? Is it possible that there is an intelligent source in your universe, in your galaxy, that has helped put together what you see here? Is it possible that there is a plan that is benevolent to the human being because the human being is part of that creative source? Is it possible that you're never alone? And we've said those words for many years. Is it possible that the family is a little different than you think? Maybe it's even larger than you think. Is it possible that the message I'm about to give you is accurate, true, and real? from a source, that we claim to be not from this body of this human being. It took him a long time to understand that there was no trick here. It took him a long time because the box he came out of said there would be. That the box said there are consequences for what you're doing. That God doesn't talk to humans this way. That it could be a trick. And that the darkness of the planet wishes to invade your soul. And he learned quickly that every single time he opened this gland and the pineal became the portal for the higher self, he got the love of God. That's all he got. And it's pure. The purest thing he has ever experienced, it is always the same. It has never tainted itself. It has never biased itself. It has never told a human to do something out of integrity. It is always congratulatory. More than benevolent, it's family. Never changing. 23 years. That's the way it should be, dear ones. And if you need some kind of proof that this is real, maybe, just maybe, you would open that part of your heart that you have the ability to open and say, I would like to feel something. I would like some, perhaps some validation within my cells that this is correct. And you would begin then to feel the chills that you can only get when you know the truth is being revealed. And the truth is, I know you. I know your lives. I know what you're going through. Oh, soul, you are known to me. We have done so much together. You have not seen my face or my name. I'm with you all the time. And when I say I mean the entourage, which is in that, which you would count them to be trillions, knowing who you are, standing with you in the hardest times you have, through the tears, through the sorrow, and celebrating in those moments where you choose to toast victory. And sometimes the victory is health, and sometimes the victory is problems over solutions over problems you had for a lifetime. We know you are. You're never alone. There is a system that my partner has taught about for years. It's a system we have mentioned in countless channels. But we've never really dedicated a channel to this system in the way we're doing today. That includes the new energy of today, because this is a system most of you don't even know how to use. Some of you use it all the time. You just don't know what you're doing. It's not intuitive. It's going to be the truth about synchronicity. And we'll subtitle it, The Demise of the Bell-Shaped Curve. When something happens to you that is good, your friends around you will say, what a lucky person you are. What are the chances that this would have happened to you? When you go into a difficult situation, and perhaps it's even something that is common to humanity and in your culture, like surgery, and you will come out with such marvelous results, and they'll say, well, this is beyond our expectations, and what lucky person you are. And then you do it over and over. Or you go someplace and you meet just the right person who knows somebody else who just has the right information, and you end up with exactly what you wanted. What are the chances, they'll say, of this taking place? What a lucky person. Because humans do not see the structure of synchronicity. They see a structure of planning, forward-looking. And that is the only way you can achieve things. And in that puzzle, they even will mention positive thought. But that still is planning in a linear fashion so that you will arrive at a goal. And no matter what kind of, a process you have studied that will get you from A to B, there's got to be a goal. And in some of those, you will take the goal and you'll paste it upon the refrigerator so you'll see it every day. And this is a linear human being. What if I told you there is a process that is not linear, that has no goal at all? Not one in linearity, but one in conceptualism. A conceptual goal that says, "Dear God, put me in the right place. I don't know where it is. Dear God, when you do it, make it comfortable for me. Let me see the sense of it. Make it easy. And bring me the right situations to take me there." How about that? And if you told that to someone off the street, they would say, "You must be New Age. For it is not logical. For you sit in a place where you're expecting God to do everything." No, you're not. And that is the subject of today. No, you're not. You are simply changing the box of belief to include something that is not in 3D, but that some of you have been using for a very long time. You're just not aware of it. So today's lecture, that's what we're calling it. My partner liked that. Is about the power of synchronicity, the truth about it. What it is, where it comes from, who's involved in it, and what you can do to promote it. The human being creates it in their belief, and that is how it starts. Now, this comes from my partner, who loves to talk about the parking angel, because this is the example he uses, so we'll do the same thing. Many light workers love to use that which they conceive as a special angel which has powers with cars. And that special angel will sit above the car, raise himself up, and see in a giant parking lot who is pulling out and where it's taking place. And you will assign your power to the parking angel, and you will find where somebody is pulling out, and it works. Now, this is not forward planning, is it? It is a different concept. It's a concept that you could place yourself, or an angel which becomes your eyes, far above the parking lot to see the parameters of the entire lot and what is going on with everyone at the same time. And if that were possible, then you, in 3D, could direct your automobile to the right aisle and the right place to find that space at the right time, especially if you're in a line with others, to arrive when somebody is pulling out. And it works. Over and over it works. It works because this is the definition of synchronicity. Not planning ahead, but a concept that you assign and believe in that requires an overview of a situation that you cannot have in 3D. Synchronicity. Now, I cannot close this parking angel attribute without giving you the rest of the story that my partner demands I give you. There is no such thing as the parking angel. It's you assigning your power to a mythological creature with a pea on its chest. And humans are very good at this. They don't believe they can do it, but they believe angelic powers can do it. Therefore, they assign their power away. It's you doing it, dear one. It's you doing it. You just don't believe it. So here we are with the example. It's the same one we've given over and over, my partner has given, that I've encouraged him to give, because it is the one that so many of you understand. Now let us put that in a larger capacity. The scale of life and living. Here you find yourself in a situation where you wish to move forward into an area you don't know about. All you want to do is park. And when you park, that is a metaphor for putting the vehicle of the human being in a place that is appropriate for your life, wherever that would be. It gets you there so you can move on with what you came for. That is the metaphor. Humans have an idea where that would be. It's normal for you to build goals. I want to write a book. I want to create a healing center. I have this. I want to have that. It is absolutely normal. The first question I have to ask you is, are you okay if it is not what you think? Is it okay if it's better? Is it okay if it matches the Akash you came for? And the talents you have that perhaps you're not even aware of. Here's how it works. This is the how in 3D. You come to a meeting like this and you meet somebody for the first time. You didn't come with them. You meet them in a place in the back or in the bathroom. And you get to talking and you find out you have common interests. And then anything can happen. They have information you need, or you have something they need. And you leave with a connection you didn't expect, and the connection leads to something else. For they know people that you don't know. Vice versa. You would call them, meet with them, if you wish. And here comes something that you didn't expect. You find yourself working in an area you didn't expect to work in that fulfills a lot of the things that you wanted. Sometimes you come with no expectations at all and you meet a partner of life. This happens over and over because you decided to come to where family is. Over and over, human beings have resigned themselves to being alone because nobody believes what they do. And they'll come to a meeting of like minds and find somebody that does. Life's changes, romance, synchronicity. They didn't plan it. You see the difference. The human who steps out of the door on a way to this meeting, what do you do? I'm getting ahead of myself. What do you do? It's going to be a good meeting. Let's give it energy. Let's show up. Let's have a good time. Let's leave. Or, dear spirit, if I'm supposed to meet somebody, then let me have the wherewithal to at least look for it. Do you see the difference here? One is planning. One is expecting concepts that you cannot define. Concepts you cannot define. Which would guide your life into a place you didn't expect. I am sitting in a room with old souls, and at least a quarter of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're here because of it. Somebody showed you something that turned you around. It made you look, didn't it? It didn't give you a doctrine, did it? It made you look. Can you put a price on that? It made you look into a place that said, am I divinely built? Could my biology have something bigger in it? Something called innate, which is intelligent and knows who I am and works with me when I ask it to. A consciousness within a consciousness. It would hook me up with synchronicity. Way beyond average. Way beyond the bell-shaped curve. So I just gave you the scenario that can happen over and over in meetings like this, in small gatherings, in large gatherings. I'll get to what was required in a minute. Now let us talk about how it works. And these are things that we have discussed seldom, and never in a package like this. And we've got to talk first about the majesty of the human being. It wasn't that long ago we gave you a channeling called the Nine Energies of the Human Being. It's what I want my partner to begin teaching. It's esoteric, it's complex, it's time. And there are conceptual parts of the attributes that must be taught that go beyond what a human being is used to hearing, even in these meetings. And here is one of them. If it's true, dear one, that you are a part of the creative source, do you then logically understand that your soul, if you wish to call it that, is enormous and only a piece of it is inside your biology? If all of it were there, you'd vanish. You'd turn into light itself, more than the power of the masters of humans. You'd have that which Elijah and Elisha saw together and experienced. Vaporization of cellular structure because the power of God cannot live in a human being at full strength. Do you understand? And if you understand this, you will understand that you are only having a piece of what is you, that is the Creator, in your body. And so here is what begs another question. Where is the rest of it? It's with me. It's on the other side of the veil as part of the creative source. It never left. Now here is what is difficult in your box. You carry around a corporeal identity which is singular. We have said this before, and you're really not. You are part of a group which is God. A piece of you separates out and becomes corporeal. That's one body with one face and one, what you would call, life. This is how you see things. Now, let me tell you, the truth is you are a multidimensional being, and part of you is on the other side of the veil, which you call God. Get used to it. It is not separated out. There's not a soul somewhere with your face on it on the other side of the veil, tapping its toe, waiting for the rest of it to come home. There are humans who believe this because all they can do is project their linearity onto the majesty of God. We've talked about that. So get used to the fact that there is a quantum God and a linear human being, and you cannot put them together easily. You're part of the soup, which is God. And that part looks down upon you and is always available. Always available, just like the parking angel. It sees everything. Imagine a piece of you. Let's put it in your 3D. It's a spy in the sky. It looks at everything all the time. It knows who you are, everything about you, everything about, because it's part of you. It broadcasts information to you, which you receive through intuitive thought. Are you here? Are you understanding? It gets you to get up and go places, if you're listening. And here is what you need to know. Every single human being on the planet has it, because every single human being is a part of the whole. You understand that? What happens, however, if there's a broadcast and 90% of the people don't have a radio? They don't get it. The broadcast is still there with their name on it. They don't have a radio because they don't believe it. Then here comes you. Some of you got your radio a long time ago, and some of you are just getting it now. You're believing it exists. The radio is the pineal gland that opens up into a multidimensional portal and tunes right in to that which is you. And that is hard for a human being to understand. And it guides you left and right. It knows who you are. It's benevolent. It's part of God. It's part of me. It's hard to explain. It's why I feel so good, dear ones. You ever wonder why I felt so good? It's you. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. If you're part of the creative source and you are quantum and multidimensional, it means that God has your face on it. And will never lead you into a place for other reasons other than benevolent and beautiful. And that's the system. Now let's come back to where were you when you decided to come to this meeting and what was it about? Some of you are sitting here today and you didn't know about the meeting until the last minute. I want to tell you, you're tuned in. Your radio's working. Because the intuitiveness spoke to you enough for you to look someplace, do something, go somewhere, and find out this was happening. Now I'm going to ask a magic question. Don't feel too bad, but who haven't you met in the room? And that is a big one. You can't meet everyone, can you? Now we're getting into the process of synchronicity. And the process is guided through intuitive thought, through what you call the innate intelligence of the body to be in the right place at the right time and talk to the right people. And you can't plan ahead for that, can you? You have got to be tuned to it. Some of you have. You've discovered things today here that will make a change in your life. You met others. It's what it's about. So when the human being says to you, you must be New Age, you just believe these things are going to happen. No, you don't believe that at all. You're going to work for it. You're going to fine-tune intuitive thought, listen to it as much as you can, that puts you in the right place at the right time. Dispelling the notion that a New Age person just sits at home doing nothing, waiting for God to speak to them. That is not the way it works. You stand up and you move around. You may go places that don't have anything for you at all. You just had to learn to use the intuition. Was it right? Was it not right? What does it feel like when it's right? What does it feel like when it's not right? Put that together. Pretty soon, like any other muscle in the body, it starts to work better for you. Innate works with you to fine-tune it. Then you can look around the room and say, yes, no, 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 yes, yes, yes. And know who you're supposed to talk to, perhaps who you're supposed to meet. Understand the family is one. But there are those within the family that have got something for you. They'll vibrate different because they do. You'll see it in their eyes. That is intuition at its best. But wait till you see it return. When you look at somebody and they look back, and you can say, hello, old friend, it's good to see you. And you might hug for a moment or shake hands, depending upon the culture, and know that you've just met a best friend again. And they may have something, may not. It just may be for a moment, so you could intermingle in a quantum way and acknowledge the fact that you are old souls, and that's good enough. The hardest thing for humans is what I'm going to say next. The process is different than you think. We have established first, it's not linear, that it is a conceptual attribute that you cannot plan on and the timing is not known and you cannot post a goal on your refrigerator. So it requires the human being in faith with no clock. That's number one. We've established that the information comes from that which is a lot of you on the other side of the veil, because you cannot hold all the mastery that you have in the corporeal body, and you are part of the creative source and always will be. Part of you is on my side of the veil. It's the part that talks to you intuitively that says, go left, go right, stand up, sit down, go over there and meet that person. Now the next one, it's hard. How do we describe it? Got 7 billion souls on the planet. And they all have the same attribute as you do. All of them. And they're all on the other side of the veil as well as being here. All of them. And they're all talking at the same time and broadcasting things. But they broadcast them. These things they're broadcasting with the mind of God because they're on my side of the veil. Are you understanding this? So if they have a corporeal self which is completely and totally unaware and has no radio, it doesn't make any difference. They're still broadcasting what's going on from the eye in the sky. And that means you can listen to them as well. They're tuned to your frequency. They'll tell you where not to go. They'll tell you things that intuitively will help guide you and help you. Now that you don't understand.
Again, in singularity, you're hooked up to one soul, you, right? On my side of the veil, right? No. You're hooked to all of them. And they're all benevolent at the same time. And so therefore, even the soul parts and pieces of complete non-believers are still broadcasting information that will help humanity and you and the ones who are not listening. And you're getting guidance from all. A hard concept. So it's not just for you to be here and there. It's also for you to stay away from here or know what's developing over there. Intuition starts to grow and you become really, really lucky to other human beings. Wow, people say, look at that tragedy, they escaped. Why did you leave the building before it fell down? And they will say, I don't know. Something said to go. And they did. And it happens over and over and over and over. Is it possible that the human soul is connected in such a way that it talks to everybody at the same time and the ones with the radios are picking it up? And they are old souls. What are you supposed to do with this information? Well, we've already covered a little of it. Understand the process and believe it. That's first. Do not get disappointed that the planning is not working. You can't have both, dear ones. You can't have plans in the corner just in case the synchronicity doesn't show. Because you'll void the synchronicity if you do it. Do you see that? Second one. Understand that synchronicity may take you to a place you didn't plan on. Is it okay? And the old soul will sit in the chair and will say, yes, it's okay, anything. Really? Really? Because humans like it their way. You get pushed and pulled to uncomfortable situations and places. Can you honor where you are and say, it is well with me. This is where I know I'm supposed to be here because this is where synchronicity placed me. And you can feel the love of God surge through your brain and your heart and all the cells of your body when you say that. Thank you, God, you say, for putting me in the right place at the right time. Let me tell you something. Your goal will never be accomplished. Is that okay? You'll always be in motion. Always. There'll always be the ladder to climb in knowledge, in awareness, in energy. New things coming your way always. To the moment when you take your last breath, you will never have arrived. And you don't like that either, do you? You want to come to a place and say, I made it. This is where I belong and I don't have to work much anymore. Old souls always are working. You have to just throw that away. And it's got to be good enough. Because that's why you're here. Synchronicity can put you in places that are beautiful. It can save your life. It will save your life. It voids all the karmic attributes that have pushed and pulled you forever. It changes the way people think about you because you change. It changes the way you think about others because you're put into places to see who you are. It rearranges that which you believe because you start to have reinforcement of action that is working. And you can stand tall and tell somebody you have no idea where you're going and you're proud of it. And you're healthier than they are. And you're happier than they are. And you love people they won't. You see what I'm saying? This is a change. It's a change in everything that the human being has been taught in 3D. And it's not let go and let God. It is a partnership that's a new arrangement that's conceptual and demands work on your part. Demands it. You've got to change how your brain works and move into this place where before you leave someplace, you're going to look at it differently than you looked at this one. And you're going to say, if then that I will, help me with it. Expect synchronicity. And if it doesn't come, it wasn't supposed to. Humans are funny. Look at the phrases that everyone in your culture uses. Well, I guess it was supposed to happen. They have no idea. Or the universe had a message for me. They have no idea. That's exactly right. Exactly right. But I've just given you the mechanics of it. It's beautiful. It's for you. Information is being broadcast all the time. Even from the non-believing souls, because they're on my side of the veil and they know this is for you as well. It helps you go from A to B, more than that. It helps you to run into processes and principles and people that have things that are going to marry to your Akash. This is what's new. There's going to be a beginning of a marriage, not just to help humans navigate humanity, but to navigate that which is coming. Setups for the next time around. Now, what did we tell you? The last time we spoke, Akashic inheritance. What you learn this time carries into the next. So the setups you have this time will carry into the next. You'll remember them and you'll keep going. Today's synchronicity is tomorrow's future. It is that important that you start to learn how to use it and to carry it, how to expect it, how to believe in it, and change the way things work for you. It's part of this new teaching that we're saying. It goes beyond the bell-shaped curve, which says that in this room there's averages and that there are those who are better and worse at certain kinds of things. No. You can control it. All you have to do is nudge it a little. And it's called synchronicity. And it's not sequestered to you, old soul. Any single human being who wishes to get the radio. And the radio is the acknowledgement of the higher self and the fact that God is inside, a willingness to listen in a way they never have before to a source which is loving and beautiful and will never change. And so it is.